So the last time Brother Tete was speaking to us here at Vision, my hair was brown. So I would like to bring up Wendy Cavaney. She's going to tell us what he's been doing in the interim. Thank you. Welcome, Wendy.
Ah, feels like old home week. I think my hair was a lot blonder. What can I say about Brother Ishmael Tete? He's known as guru, teacher, beloved, daddy, mystic. There's so many things I can say, but I brought up this piece of paper to keep me on track because I could go on for hours. He's a businessman that had the third largest computing company in Ghana, West Africa, turned spiritual leader. It was a calling. And now he is the founder of the Ethereum mission in West Africa, in Ghana, Accra. And that has been in existence for 50 years. And I don't know if you're familiar with the surroundings, but a metaphysical church, basically a religious science type church in that area is not well received. And he's been standing for that long. So I'm going to read a little bit so I can stay on track because I can go on, like I said. He has been devoted to transformation of the human consciousness through the spirit and the teachings and laws of principles of nature. He spent his lifetime studying and observing and learning from nature. And a matter of fact, that one of his books, The Essential Life Education, is a requirement in the University of Malawi for all freshmen to take so that they know who and what they are and how they operate in the world. From this study of his nature, he's uncovered the sources of human suffering and he's found solutions. So discovering these laws of nature that govern us, and from the ancient wisdom that has revealed to him, he's developed tools and technologies that show us how to live harmonious lives filled with joy, purpose, abundance, and peace. And as we know, with inner peace, we'll experience outer peace. His goal is to bring indigenous teachings and nature's principles of empowerment to 1% of the world's population, which will be a tipping point for world peace. So if we have it within, we'll have it without. And without further ado, I just want to say one more thing, because I really believe that Brother Ishmael is the epitome of the real thing. And there are many people out there, and I've seen him in many, many situations over the past 17 years that I've experienced him. And this doesn't do anything. You really need to just experience him. And so you're going to get that treat right now for the next 20, 30 minutes. Without further ado, Brother Ishmael Tete and the Master Artist title.
Beloved family, it looks like I'm here again, back to my family. Thank you. I believe the last time I was here was 2011 in the old place. And miraculously, my beloved Dr. Cavaney discovered some of the pictures that we took in that time. Just a week ago. So it looks like divinely, life is inviting me to be here with this family once again. Thank you for the space, the love, the joy that is here. I can already feel it in the music. Wow. my topic for the theme that you have a very bold theme, gentleness. Wow, what does gentleness mean? And my theme to address this noble topic is the master artist. Who is this master artist? And in what way do we align ourselves with the master artist? But first, let me tell you, I'm a universal citizen. I come from Africa, and nature is my teacher. If it is true, you should be able to confirm it in nature. If it's not nature confirmed, let me check my time so I don't go. You know, you have such a powerful, big topic, gentleness. You invited me to fly from Ghana's 17 and a half hours, 17,000 miles to be here, and I'm tall, and you're giving me 30 minutes to address such a powerful topic. But I'll do the best I can. If something is true, spiritually, socially, psychologically, physically, or financially, you should be able to prove it in nature. Otherwise, it will give you temporary palliative result and you'll return to the pain. I don't know how humanity got it wrong that we are human beings endowed with intelligence and power, and nature is something out there that we just have to exploit and use for ourselves. Amass all of the health and the wealth, we were born with nothing, but we use nature, exploit nature, use it to our advantage, and then at the end of the day, we die and we have nothing. How did we get it that wrong? Even a new thought that I came to discover since 1996 when I met with Dr. Michael Beckwith, it's a whole story. I didn't call myself New Thought. We are just Aetherians, from the English word ethereal, meaning heaven. So anchoring heaven on earth. If you don't experience heaven now, you won't experience it after death. And some people are waiting to experience heaven after death. When life is eternal, how can there be death? So we cannot talk about life even after death, because life never ends. We can talk about life evolving you to the next level of life. And that's what you've been doing from the womb life. Some few years ago, about 150 years ago, you were just a spiritual idea in the universe. Then this spiritual idea incarnated itself in phase two of your evolution in the womb. So you had a womb life, phase two. When you were in phase two, you had only one assignment, one occupation: to develop organs for phase three. Eyes, ears, nose. Am I speaking nature? Yes, to develop organs for phase three. Now we are in phase three. And we know that soon we shall exit phase three to phase four, which is the soul life. Question: how rich are you? How many organs have you developed? How well are your organs developed? Because in phase two, if you did not develop some of your organs, you'll still be born with the organs developed or undeveloped anyway. Here we are in phase three, and we're going to phase four, the soul world, the spirit world, with what riches. So for us to step into life, we need to ask ourselves, where are we now? Gentleness is the state of having an assured awareness of who and what you are, where you are, where you are going, and harnessing your mind, feeling, and your senses to a focused awareness of what your next step is. That brings you to a state of gentleness. Gentleness means you are now kind to yourself. You are no more trapped in what my mother did to me when I was a child. You're no more trapped in the mistakes you have made in the past. You are no more described by any error of the past. You simply knowing that you are participating with the wonderment and the beauty of life, that despite whatever situation you find yourself, there is a master artist that is drawing and writing its story with your life. And you have no right to punctuate the story of God for your life. The master artist. Check life. It's a beautiful life. Imagine yourself in these mountains in a summer day and having some drizzles of water on you. It's refreshing, beautiful. Turn around, look at fresh new faces every day. It's really sad to see people sad when there's so much beauty by the master artist. In my days, before child abuse was invented, I recall in school, our teacher gave a big canvas to one of my mates to draw hibiscus flower. And the teacher came around and saw some dark spots splashed on the canvas. He went in and took cane and whipped this boy some good lashing. "I asked you to draw hibiscus flower. What are you painting these black spots here?" "Please, teacher," he cried, "I'm drawing hibiscus flower. When I finish, you will see." I want you to know, whatever state you find yourself, life is drawing something beautiful with your life. When life finishes, you will see life handiwork that you are. Life is drawing something beautiful with your life. And when he finished, it was a beautiful hibiscus flower. He's chosen to start with the dark streaks. So what is life doing with your life? We need to ask life. As a universal citizen, Nietzsche is my teacher. Whenever I mention certain words, please permit me to give you some definition of what I mean. When I talk about God, I don't mean that old bearded man in the sky who is very kind and good. But when you do wrong, he's going to roast you in fire. I don't mean that man. When I talk about God, whenever I mention it, I'm talking about the creative love intelligence that runs through life. I'm talking about the body of nature. In African spirituality, we don't have God and something. We have God as all things. This is why we have reverence for the rivers, the lakes, the lagoons, the forest. We have holy days when we don't go to farming because the land has to be blessed. I recall my early days of spiritual awakening, and I have to go and bless the rivers according to the direction of spirit. And no, to me that was fetish, because we've been brainwashed to believe that everything African is evil. So I wouldn't want to go and do it. Then spirit spoke to me. What makes it right to bless the fish on your table, but wrong to bless the source of the fish? When that wisdom sank into me, I went and blessed the rivers. Is my accent good so far? I have learned a few things Americanese, so I know how to say multivitamin and not multivitamin. I have known how to say blinker and not trafficator. So I trust that you can capture my accent. However, carry on and listen to me from the heart. So there's a master artist that is writing a beautiful story with your life. This thing called nature is the very body of God. When I speak of nature, I'm not speaking of little forests and shrubs and rivers. I'm speaking of who you are and expanding to the infinite universe. I'm bringing you to remembrance of who and what you are. Find your true identity, and you will be the gentleness of life itself. We have learned that the power is within you, and I want to add that the path to the power within you is without, through nature. If nature does not testify of the power, you cannot find it. The power is within. Somebody say, the power is within me. But the path is without. Yes.
Nature gives us evidence of the power presence of this thing we call God. When you have the evidence, then doubts are dissolved. I want to bring you to remembrance that you are not created beings created here to fend for yourself. We have not been created by anything, any power, and put here to fend for ourselves. As the waves have emerged from the ocean, you have emerged from the creative love intelligence that we choose to call life. As the waves have emerged from the ocean, with the watery and the salty nature of the ocean, you have emerged from the creative love intelligent life with all the abilities, capabilities of what you have come from. What you have come from is the testimony of who and what you are. So bring yourself to awareness. At least little observation will tell you that you came from your parents, who came from their parents, who came from their parents to the first parents, who came from the elements of fire, water, earth, and air. If there's a universal God, the universal God in the federal state of the universe is God on the earth through the air you breathe, through the water you drink, the sun that shines on you, the earth that produces food. How did you get it wrong to think you are a living being, but the soil that produces the food for you to eat is non-living? We are living beings in living universe, beautiful beings in the beautiful universe, and we need to awaken to it. When we awaken to it, we'll ask ourselves, so what is it all about? How come I arrived here? From phase 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to phase 4. And I bring you once again to remembrance. When you came, you had nothing. You came with nothing. Now we live in life, and all we're looking for is to have. Have wife, have husband, have properties, have money, exploit, have gold, have diamond, have. And then you die and you don't have any of them. That will tell you something is missing. Return to the gentleness. Today, I see people in misery, confusion, pain, anxiety, worry. And you wonder, why is it so? It's just because we are in the world of having. And the having, there's nothing wrong in having. By all means, have. A lot of money, a lot of friends. But what is it all about and for what? One key word is evolve. The soul is here to evolve. That's what you did in the womb. And then you were born. You were obeying one law of life. Evolve. Evolve. So having is to simply evolve who and what you are. You've come from something, and you are the instrument through which the infinite is expanding and expressing itself. You must therefore feel that you are very important. It is through you that life is bringing itself to its beauty. Please come to this awareness. You are not created being. You are a unit of this thing called life. And life as a whole can never sabotage itself. Life can only afford to succeed, fulfill, and evolve itself. Evolution is seeking to happen through you. And if you allow it, something wonderful is about to emerge with your next breath. When we resist it, then we are in anxiety, worry, tension, fears, and all of that. That's why I feel sad. The human being. You are not here for you. Did I say that? I say you are not here for you. No one is here for himself. You are here for the life, the universal life that is seeking to express itself as you. When you capture this vision, you no more see you as this tiny little thing here. You begin to realize that you are a divine cosmic idea that is seeking its expression. And you are willing to explode every moment. Even if you were in your exit bed in the hospital, you are joyous. Even if your skin is being eaten by worms, you are satisfied knowing that something much bigger than me is writing a wonderful story with my life. Your inner awareness is that something that is bigger than me is handling my life. Please come to the awareness that when you were born, it was not your prayers that provided your mother's breast milk. Your prayers, your affirmations, your decrees did not provide your mother's breast milk. Life went ahead of you, providing what you needed before you needed it. That tells you that it is life's law to always go ahead of you, providing your needs before you would need them. And every need is an invitation to claim what life has already provided. Is somebody here with me? So somebody say after me, life goes ahead of me, providing what I need before I needed it. And this is not an affirmation. This is declaration of truth. Because we have evidence of it. I had wall brackets for flat screen television before I thought of buying a flat screen television. Life went ahead of me, providing what I needed before I needed it. Once I have evidence of this, and I make the declaration, life goes ahead of me, providing what I need before I needed it. If I sound it several times with the evidence, I am connecting to that law in the universe that knows it must go ahead of me, providing what I need before I needed it. Connected to this law, I can now apply my needs, and it will be doing it. And I've done so in my life. If I'll tell you, it's a whole story. So there are laws in life, simple laws of nature. And that's why I told you, the power is within, but the path is where? Without. Now I have the path, the evidence, which I can see, smell, taste, touch, hear externally, that truly life goes ahead of me. It does so, it did so for me, for the cat, for the dog. So it is a universal law, a universal frequency, and you can tune into it. When you do this, you are now enhancing your evolution. You are fulfilling your evolution. What am I all here for? To evolve. Evolve what? Evolve the qualities that I have come from. So I bring you to remembrance that you've come from a creative, love, intelligent universe. You have come from a creative, love, intelligent universe. And if I'll go further, I'll say you come from a powerful, purposeful, spontaneous, creative, love, intelligent universe. And this is not an affirmation, it's a declaration. Because I can prove to you that it's a powerful universe. Recently, when even it pressed a button called COVID-19, we were all shaking, isn't it? So it's a powerful universe. The power of love, the power of joy. It's a creative universe. We see creativity in the atom. Two particles of a hydrogen atom meet with oxygen atom to form water molecule. I have evidence. I can see it. I can smell it. I can taste it. So I know that it's a creative universe. Even the atom, the nucleus of the atom, is holding all of the electrons together. That's the force of love. So it's a loving universe. Is it true? It's an intelligent universe. So it knows how many electrons it must keep in orbit. And we see the same thing reflected. Mother Earth is a loving planet. Somebody say it's a loving universe. It's a loving universe. How do I know? The force of gravity is the spiritual arms of Mother Earth holding you. Then the sun with its spiritual arms is holding the planets. Then the center of the Milky Way galaxy with its force of love. So we are living in evidential fields of love. When you hold these evidences, Without, you can connect to the frequency of that love. Hence, the power is within, but the power is where? Without. You have the evidences. Universal, empirical evidences. That's what African spirituality is about. To give you the evidences of the presence. So you begin to evolve your soul qualities. You see, gentleness is a state of inner assurance. And when that assurance is established, you are naturally tolerant with life. You see, tolerance is not the process of enduring the pains and the wrongs of people. Tolerance is a process of enlarging your heart to the degree that you are able to expand you vertically and horizontally, and you become the corrected versions of the wrongs that you see. Am I making sense? Let me go over. Tolerance is not you enduring the wrongs and the pains of others. Tolerance is you being able to expand your love. The person who hurts you was giving you an opportunity to expand your love. How else can you know that you are a loving person unless somebody steps on your toe? So you are not to be scattered and, all over the place because somebody said something, did something. How else can you know? But when you exercise the tolerance, you are expanding your love, you are realizing that this is another instrument, this is another unit from where I've come from. This unit needs my assistance. You see, every human being is a land in which you evolve your soul. The good I do to you, for you, is me planting me in you. We are that connected psychically. So when I do some good to you, for you, I'm actually planting the good I am in you, and I'm becoming a bigger soul. So the wrong you do is an invitation for me to do some right, to be the example of some right beyond everybody's expectation. Am I making sense to everyone? And in so doing, you evolve your soul. So let me tell you, if someone has wronged you from childhood and you have not used that opportunity, please go and beg the person to do the wrong again. Tell the person, hurt me again. What did I say? Tell the person, hurt me again. Because we are here to evolve. And when you have that, when you have evolved to that degree, when I was able to handle your pain and your pain, when it gets to your pain, it doesn't mean anything to me any longer. I'm now in absolute gentleness. Go out now and tell the sun, you are dark, dark, dark. Will it become dark? Because it knows itself. When you are in that state of assured self-knowing, that is gentleness. You no more keep worrying about what people are doing in their track. They are running in their track, and you are concerned about how they are throwing their legs in their tracks, and you are not concentrating on your own track and how you are running in your track. You are a big enough subject of the cosmos to be concerned about you than to worry about how somebody else is running in their tracks. When you are conscious of how you are evolving, you will naturally, intuitively understand others. You will know that though they are in beautiful coats and dresses, walking in their beautiful cars or driving their beautiful cars, they may be broken souls. You are the healing presence. Somebody say, I'm the healing presence. So when you meet with all of their errors, their pains, you know that life is simply inviting you to be a healing presence to them. And when you find out that you are not strong enough to handle, go back to God. What did I say? Go back to God and ask for support. And how do you do it? The universal God, creative love intelligence of the entire universe, is God on earth through through the air you are breathing. What gives you life is life. I say through the air you are breathing. Sorry, let me make a correction. Through the air that is breathing you. Because you don't breathe. The air breathes you in and out. If you breathe, you can stop breathing. If you like, try. Somebody say, the air is breathing me. Now say, God is breathing me. How does it feel? The air is breathing you. The universal God is God on earth as life. Life is the air you are breathing. Life is the water you are drinking. Life is the earth you are walking on. This makes your life possible. Life is the sun. So evoke God in the elements. Let me share with you a simple spiritual or mystical practice that will connect you to the power presence that you have come from. And you may do this in the morning, ideally first in the morning and last thing in the evening, if it's possible. All right? The elements fire, water, earth, and air, bonded by ether, is the presence of life on the earth. Now, let me get it underway. Even if you think that these are inanimate things, how can air be inanimate when you are animate, when the air is giving you life? Even if you think they are inanimate things, that's also all right. When somebody does good to you, you say, thank you. I don't hear you. When somebody does something good for you, do you say thank you? Is it good to say thank you? When was the last time you said thank you to the air? Or to the earth? Or to the water? The elements also come as male, female. The fire, that's it, represented by the sun. And the air, they form the male elements. And then the earth and the water, they form the female elements. And they are bonded by ether. So why don't you wake up and then evoke the power of God, the health of God, the wisdom of God? Put yourself in your meditation position and simply invite spirit of the air, breathe me with the health of God. And then be still. And taking that breath, knowing that you are now breathing the presence of God's health. Spirit of the air, universal life-giving energy of the universe, breathe and feed me with the energy of joy. Try it and see. And you feel the breath you are taking now has different taste, different smell, different energy. Do the same for each of the elements. Spirit of the sun, feed me now. You, the sole custodian of our system. Spirit of the sun, feed me with transforming wisdom. And now, take that breath. So in the same breath, you are breathing in the sun. Always do the water, do the mother, then the father. Now let's see the mother. Have in your hand a glass of water. That is mother, yes? Hold it in both hands. So there's reverence. And then evoke the same way. Pray the same way. Spirit of the waters, feed me with whatever you desire. Simple. And now drink it, and you will notice that you are drinking a different energy. I've used this in my healing ministry over the past 50 years. I thought this simply. And here is, you can do the same thing for the earth. Though you are drinking water, you are evoking the earth. Am I making sense? So you evoke the father, either the air or the sun or the fire, and you evoke the mother. And then you drink that water. Now here is a deep secret. I don't know why Spirit is telling me to speak this here. These are taught to my mystics. You cannot eat when your tongue is touching your palate. And when your tongue is touching your palate while doing this, it is connecting you to a certain frequency in the universe, what we call your human line. Your human line is in alignment with you. Just your tongue touching your palate. Whilst you do this simple exercise. So if you are seeking for evolution in any of your areas, don't think of God outside there you are praying to. Meet God in the water you are drinking. Meet God in the air you are breathing. Meet God in the earth. Everyone who knows me know that when I'm eating, I don't talk. You know, I'm eating. The food has come from fire, water, earth, and air. And they have planned it in a way with intelligence so I can make it taste nice. In the food that tastes nice, the elements are having romance with me. Why must I waste my romance time to talk to somebody else? God is having romance with me. Life is having romance with me. Don't you know that is what is happening? When you do this, you will step into your freedom. The human being, we are plagued with so many pains which have become solidified energy that is blocking us from experiencing the beauty of the universe. Life's beauty is seeking its expression through you. And believe me, if you will use these processes and many more that I have, and you can remove these solidified blocks from your life, life's plan, life has no choice. I repeat, life has no choice but to express its beautiful artistry. You will either participate consciously or be dragged along. You will have to be a conscious tree in life's program, or you will be turned into a manure. The weeds are as important as the seeds in the farm of life. So, wake yourself up and choose to free you. This is one process by which you start connecting with life. Then your breath becomes a living energy. You now step out. Having evoked fire, water, earth, and air, you now feel you radiantly perfect in the midst of the elements. When you step out, you are the perfect gentleness of life itself, an assured presence of the infinite. Whatever is happening to you, you know that it is for my highest good. Nothing is happening in your world except it is happening for your highest good. If you do not use it, the same pain will occur and recur. You can cry and cry. Life has no mercy because life is committed to its good. You must be part of the units through which life is doing its good, or you suffer your own pain alone. Eventually, you will have to rise. Why wait for 10,000 years or 10,000 incarnations? Why don't you rise now? I believe you've heard my voice, have you? Thank you for listening. I'm done.